Well, we appreciate the Lord's goodness and mercy to us all, and we got to go to Brother Kenneth Probst's funeral. We appreciate the Lord helping him in his life, and thank the Lord can help us all, be with us all. I want to like to encourage us with a few verses this morning in Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's thinking about how important it is for us to continue to give ourselves to the Lord and present, He said, our bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord, and He said it was our reasonable service. Well, the body, it houses the mind, it houses the soul, the spirit, and so I believe it includes it all. We just give our lives to God, a sacrifice unto the Lord. And I believe it connects so well with the second verse. He says at the end, he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, when we give ourselves afresh to God and we give ourselves anew to Him, the Lord can renew our mind, renew our spirit, renew. They're just different things that the cares of life, the responsibilities of life. You know, sometimes we can kind of get stuck in just on the mouse wheel, you might say, just over and over and over. But God wants us to continue to give ourselves to Him, a sacrifice. And when we do that, He is able to renew our mind, and He is able to help us to understand. He said that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We don't get that if we're not giving ourselves to Him. We don't get that understanding. We don't get that renewing if we're not presenting ourselves to the Lord and giving ourselves to Him and offering ourselves up unto Him. It's a beautiful thing. That's what a sacrifice was in the Old Testament. It was given to God. It was something that was gave and holy. They just gave it. It belonged to the Lord at that point. And we want to give our lives that way to the Lord and asking God to help us to do His will and follow whatever He has for us and seeking. And I believe when we give ourselves, I believe the Lord will help us to see the things that He wants us to do. He'll help us to see maybe the gifts that He's given us to use. He'll open the right doors. He'll work through our lives that way. And I believe that this morning, but it's important for us to give ourselves a living sacrifice to the Lord. And when we do, the Lord is able to take that. He'll accept that willing service, that willing sacrifice at our hand. And He'll begin to work with that. He'll begin to work through that. I think about, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians. Let's see, I'm going to get 2 Corinthians 8:5. It's really talking about kind of an offering that they had. In verse 3, he said, For to their power I bear record, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. See, they were giving themselves first to God and seeking the Lord and presenting themselves. And then I believe they understood the Lord helped them to then recognize the will of God, and they were able to give themselves to that. And I believe this morning we want to continue to give ourselves to God, to keep ourselves open, to be receptive, to be willing of heart. We talked a little bit about Ananias the week before and how the Lord told him to go speak to Paul, and yet there was some reserve that he had. There was some drawback that he felt because he knew who Saul was. He knew what Saul had done. But the Lord assured him, and he said he's a chosen vessel. He said, go thy way. I'm going to get that real quick. And it says, see, it was Acts the 9th chapter. So we believe Ananias was a willing, he was a given to God. He gave his life to God, and he was wanting to do God's will. And the Lord, in the 15th verse, he said, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. In verse 17, and Ananias went his way. Ananias obeyed the Lord. He obeyed what God was telling him to do. He had a willing heart. And he went and obeyed, and it said he entered into the house. He couldn't have done that if the Lord, he wouldn't have got directions. He wouldn't have had a clue. But the Lord appeared to him and showed him and revealed to him. And he went in obedience. You know, when we obey God, the Lord does his part. If we are obedient and we're doing what the Lord wants us to do in our lives, he will do his part. But if we are not obeying, if we're not willingly offering ourselves and giving ourselves to him, how can we expect him to do his part? It hinders him from doing what he would like to do. When there's a drawback or an unwillingness on our part, or we're using our human reasoning or our excuses, we can easily do that. I've done that many, many times, more times than I would like to think. Those excuses, those reasonings can come up so quick, and we just justify so easy. But the Lord is looking for somebody that's given themselves to the Lord and offering themselves a living sacrifice without conditions. Lord, take my life and use it as you see fit. Take my life. I put it in your hands. And I believe if we do that and we continue to do that, the Lord will reveal himself to us. He'll show us his will. We'll be able to recognize the things. We'll be renewed in our mind, in our spirit, to serve God and to follow him. When we give ourselves to him, he can renew us. You know, I know there's times, there's things that we hit in life, there's snags, there's discouraging places that can cause us, when we don't maybe see or comprehend maybe what God is doing, or we don't understand maybe some of the circumstances surrounding our life or situation or things that have happened. There can be discouragement and things that happen that just cause us to be kind of in autopilot, where we're just we're just kind of going along and we're really not giving ourselves. Discouragement can do that to us. Discouragement can hinder us from giving ourselves to the Lord and putting ourselves in His hand, and because we want to know and recognize today that He is our only help. We don't want to look for help outside of Him. We want the Lord can help us. He can bless us, and He can use whatever He wants to use to help us. But we want to give ourselves to Him. And I'm thinking this morning too, let me get another scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, he said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations," and that's imaginations are thoughts, reasonings, things that are built up in our mind, "casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." I just wanted to mention a little bit about strongholds this morning. Have you ever hit up against something over and over? Maybe you failed over and over and over. That could be a stronghold that we're up against. It can be something that's fortified, that's not going to be an easy battle, and not going to be maybe an easy, just the one time prayer and it's all behind me now and I'm on my way. It can be a stronghold. Something that's perhaps maybe in our mind or in our spirit that the devil uses to trip us up over and over. There's another scripture it talked about. It mentioned besetting sins. "Lay aside the sin which does so easily beset you." Things that cause us to stumble and trip over. I believe the Lord has victory for us in those places of strongholds that the devil has set against us. You know, when they were, I guess it was World War II, when they were fighting, you've seen the pictures of the American soldiers raising the flag upon the island of Iwo Jima. That was not an easy battle for the Americans. There was a lot of men lost. There was a lot of... The Japanese had months to prepare ahead of time. And they had dug tunnels. They had entrenched themselves. And the U.S. forces were on the beach. They fighting and shooting down fire upon them from these high places that were fortified. And the American troops, they would hit some of those areas. They would hit some of those places where the fire was coming from. And they would move out. They would start to climb the hill or make progress land. And then all of a sudden, fire would come again. And they knew they had just hit that place. They knew there shouldn't be a person alive in there. They just hit that. But the Japanese had tunnels that they had dug in. And they were supplying fresh munitions, fresh men. And they had to hit those places again and again and again because of those tunnels that the Japanese... That was a very costly battle. And I just want to encourage us this morning that if we... There's something that trips us up, something that we have struggled with in our lives, perhaps over and over, I believe the Lord has victory for those types of situations, those types of battles, I believe the Lord can give us victory in those if we hold on to God and we give ourselves to Him in complete surrender and obedience, and we pray through those places. We pray through and get a hold of what God has for us. The victory that we have, that He has for us in our lives. We can continue to pray, and you know, it may be like we're up against a wall, like we're not making any progress. I was on our way home yesterday, was visiting with James. James had a dream, and it was just like the devil was in his face. The devil was just in this dream, the devil was just in his face, and the devil would disappear in his dream, and it's like he couldn't see him. He could appear, disappear, but he said, I knew he was still there. I knew the devil was still there. And there are just times, I believe, that we want to pray through and find these victories over strongholds that the devil has maybe entrenched things. And maybe it's not necessarily just the devil altogether. Maybe it's things of our past. Maybe it's things that we've had to deal with in life. But he says, casting down imaginations, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I believe the Lord has power this morning for us. I believe there is not a thing that God cannot conquer, that God cannot overcome, if we're giving ourselves to Him and we're praying and seeking Him and holding on to Him. You remember Jacob? Love the account of Jacob. He had a long history, as some of us do. He had a history that was trailing behind him all the way back to Canaan. And it was following him. But he took time to seek God. He took time to get alone with God and to pray. And he held on to the Lord. He held on. Lord, I know that You have what I need. I know that You can do it. I know that You're able. I know that You're mighty. I know that You can pull down strongholds. I know that You can help me in this time when sometimes it looks like we're up against a wall of fire and the devil's right in our face and saying, you're not going to do it. You're not going to make it over this one. The Lord can help us if we hold on. And Jacob wrestled. He was wrestling with his past. He was wrestling with who he was. He was wrestling with his long history of struggle and fighting. And the Lord met him there and changed his name, gave him a new name. No longer Jacob. No longer the same person. You got victory here now. Victory. And he got up and he was able to go and face his brother. He was able to face him. And God blessed him. God helped him. You know, that wrestling match with Jacob, it cost him something in his flesh. It cost him a sleepless night. It cost him some real struggle. But he prayed through. He laid hold on God and he got the blessing. He got what his soul was reaching out after. And I believe the Lord has those places for us in our lives as well. Places that we can overcome and be victorious when it looks like maybe we're not going to make it. Strongholds that are there. Entrenchments, the Lord can change those things. He talked about being renewed in the spirit of our mind. Being renewed with a new hope. You know, Jacob, I believe when he got up from there, I believe he was ready. ready to face whatever came, because he had the knowledge, he had the understanding that his name was changed, and that he was a prince of God, that the Lord was with him, the Lord was behind him. He could face those difficulties now. You know, it's the same for us this morning. When we lay hold upon the Lord and we receive of His likeness, His blessing in our heart and life, I've heard your prayer. He can inspire Scripture to our hearts. He can give us peace. You and I can face, we can face whatever the devil brings up. We can face the Jerichos and the walled cities and the walled in places, because the Lord is there. He can help us and bless us. I want to, another verse is Isaiah, the 6th chapter. This came to my mind. I wanted to bring it out. Isaiah 6, in the first verse, it said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." You know, this could have been a, it said in the year that King Uzziah died, it could have been a discouraging time. It could have been a time of difficulty. But then he said, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne." Oh, how important is it for us to see that today? We see all the darkness around us. We see all the corruption in our society, all the corruption in the world and the government and all those things. Can we still see the Lord high and lifted up and on His throne? Do we believe that God is still on His throne and that He's able to help us? Or are we swallowed up with unbelief and all the fear and all the doubts that are in the atmosphere that is surrounding us? This could have been a very discouraging time for them. But he said, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And it stood, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Oh, you think of the, he felt like he, I'm sure he felt like he was ready to face whatever was there. Here am I, send me. The Lord wants us to have a willing heart. He wants us to seek Him. He wants us to lay hold on the things that He has for us. I believe He has, I know He has victory for every one of us. I know the plan of salvation is complete. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the power of the Word to help us. And the Lord can help us to be a blessing. He can help us to be faithful to Him. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, there's rich dividends that come when we seek the Lord and we call upon Him and we lay hold. We fight the battle through. However many prayers it takes, however much humility it requires, we lay hold. The Lord will bless and the Lord will help us and strengthen us. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. There's another verse that says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. These are promises this morning I wanted to encourage us with, to hold on to. My heart, I wrote in my journal the other day, I said, well, this prayer hasn't been answered yet, but I'm not discouraged. I'm encouraged that the Lord has the answers. The Lord has the help. And the Lord will see us if we'll encourage ourselves. You remember David, that time David was in trouble and straits, it said he encouraged himself in the Lord. He wasn't getting encouragement from his men. They were wanting to stone him. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. And the Lord, he got a hold of God. He prayed through. He inquired of the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? I love that about David. I think that's what part of the thing is about David, was that he was a man after God's own heart because he inquired so much of the Lord. Over and over you read that. David inquired of the Lord. What do you have for us, Lord? And the Lord would tell him, and the Lord would bless. And Brother Willie shared with us, I wanted to share, maybe Brother Willie shared, I don't know. That was a blessing to me, but the battle that they faced, he told David was a type of Christ, but they were fighting this battle, and the Lord told David, it was when the mulberry trees, when you hear the sound of the mulberry trees, but it was coming from behind, and Brother Willie made the statement. He said, you know, sometimes we don't need to, and that was the blessing to me. He said, sometimes we don't need to hit things head on. Sometimes we have to come around through the back door. And that was a blessing to me. Because we need, the Lord does have the answer. He does have help. He does have blessing, but we have to inquire. Sometimes we try to fight our battles just within us, within our thoughts, within our ways. When they went to the battle of AI, they just thought, this is an easy pushover. Well, there's just a little city. We don't need to send everybody up there. They didn't even pray. They didn't inquire. They didn't seek. They didn't lay hold on God. And they met defeat. And then when they met defeat, then they fell on their face and they inquired of the Lord. That's what they should have done to start with. That we're like that. I've sometimes have tried to fight battles in my own strength. And it doesn't go very far. The human spirit doesn't go very far. Human knowledge doesn't accomplish. Our thoughts, sometimes people trust so much in their thoughts. It's scary to me. So many scriptures said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways. And we as humans, we could put so much confidence in our own thoughts. and we can fail to inquire of the Lord and seek God with all of our hearts. I know when we do, when we seek the Lord with all of our heart and we get rid of the things that are hindering, there are things that can hinder prayer from God answering prayer. But when we bring our life as a living sacrifice and we're putting it all on the altar, the Lord will hear and He'll answer prayer and He'll send the victory. He'll send the instruction we need. Just like it said there, that He said that you might understand the perfect will of God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have you ever got weary in your mind? You know, the mind affects the body. When we're weary in mind, we become weary in body. It just kind of wears you out. One scripture talked about lest you faint in your minds. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This verse, I'm so thankful it's in the scriptures. The Lord can renew our mind. He can help us to understand the acceptable and perfect will of God in our lives. And I appreciate His mercy and goodness to me.